This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on foreign institutional investments in Indian markets. The participants are Santosh Tiwari, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Santosh, a warm welcome to Akashvani.
Thanks, Rajesh.
So, can you provide an overview of the recent trend of foreign institutional investors, FII, re-entering the Indian market? What factors are driving this renewed interest?
As far as FIIs are concerned and their investment in any country, including India, is concerned, it depends on a number of factors. What kind of returns they are getting in their domestic economy and what are the prospects in Indian economy, how they look at the growth prospects in a particular economy. All those things, you know, are included in terms of their decisions to go into a particular market, including India. And we can see that in December, there is a renewed interest from FIIs in investing in Indian stocks. And that's a positive thing because in the previous 2 months, we had seen this whole movement other way around. So they coming back is a good sign. And as I said that when FIIs come to a particular country, then obviously it is a sign that they believe in the economy. They are looking at better prospects in terms of the economic growth and the performance of the companies which are there listed on the stock exchanges. And in India, it's quite an interesting fact that in last 5 years, if you look at the returns that Indian stock markets that has given, and this has been number of times reiterated by people from SEBI and other places, that if you compare it with China or if you compare it with other Asian economies and stock markets, India has performed in a much better manner than those economies. Okay. So FIIs coming back in December, two ways. It's a good sign. It is coming after 2 months of outflows. B, in the geopolitics, now US will see a new president, Donald Trump. So there would be a different kind of a thought process altogether throughout the world in terms of where the money has to be placed, how the economies have to be looked at, what would be the impact of the new US administration, etc. So FIIs coming back to India in this backdrop is a good sign and it is good for India.
Okay. So coming back to FIIs, in which specific sectors or industries in India are they most attracted to and at the moment and why?
In terms of the specific sectors, you know, which look good in India today, you would see that Indian government in terms of policy has been giving a lot of stress on digitization. And you would have seen that India has emerged as the country in terms of digitization across the board, especially in the financial sector. So digitization is one area where India is leading. Make in India has been focus of this government for last decade or so. That has started yielding results. So you will see that a lot of manufacturing sector growth is coming, especially in auto and other sectors. You know, those would be area of interest, obviously. And most interesting part is the way India is taking forward technology areas like your semiconductors or your AI-led growth, etc. So the whole world is looking at India as providing a roadmap, a good roadmap in terms of new and emerging technologies also. So these are areas where global investors would be looking at India and to invest in India in coming years.
So Santosh, how do you think the Indian government's economic reforms and policy changes have impacted the FII sentiment?
See, India has been a positive story. India has been one of the fastest growing economies in the world for quite some time. The policy developments, ease of doing business, efforts and steps that has been taken by different states and at the central level also, they have improved India's image in terms of bringing in global investment. You would see that number of states are holding their global investors meets on a regular basis and seeking investments. States like Tamil Nadu, states like Karnataka. Recently, you saw Rajasthan, Rising Rajasthan. So Rajasthan has done its global investors meet, which has seen a lot of interest. So when you see reforms, things in India are taking shape in a way where the way Prime Minister is saying that states will have to provide the roadmap, provide the pathway for next level of growth for the country. And number of states are emerging, which are going in that direction. And this is how India will go. That's one part of it. That the states will be the cradle of growth for different states will be helping in the growth prospects of India to become a developed country in the coming decades. That's one aspect of it. And they are doing their reforms in their own way. As far as center is concerned, if you see, again, I'll go back to digitization. What digitization has done, that it has given reforms a new meaning altogether, whether it is in public service, whether it is in handling of industry, whether it is in handling of agriculture, whether it is in handling of expenditure, whether it is in terms of handling of public sector investment, etc. So digitization has been the biggest reform in this country, which has led to a different kind of a growth scenario altogether. Then next level of reforms, which this government has ensured, is that of easing entry of capital, easing entry of global investors into the Indian market through different relaxation measures and providing support. If you look at PIL scheme, you will see that the way it has helped Make in India, the way it has brought investors, the way it has brought in, you know, industries to come and invest in India, it's an example. These kind of reforms are pushing India to a different kind of growth trajectory altogether. You may not see the growth in terms of double digit or a bigger one, but still, if you are averaging 7% growth rate at this juncture when the global economy has seen those kind of years, you know, in the last 5 years, it's an impressive growth. And that is why you see India as being one of the fastest growing economies. So overall, in terms of economic reforms, overall, in terms of reforms to ease business scenario, business environment, etc., the government is moving in a direction where sector-wise, things are getting relaxed. Sector-wise, wherever industry needs handholding, wherever you need to do certain things to bring in foreign investors in the country, whether it is startup domain, whether it is AI domain, whether it is services sector, government is trying step by steps to bring in those reforms, those changes to attract investors. And again, going back to the state level reforms, different states are paving the way for global investors to come to those states, whether it is Tamil Nadu, whether it is Karnataka, whether it is Gujarat, and whether it is the emerging states like Odisha or Rajasthan. States are now taking lead to ease the norms, rules and regulations, and they are ready to do anything that is required to bring in global investors. So in total 360 degree, if you look at this, then India is emerging. India has already emerged, but it is emerging as a new level of and new way for growth, which will provide a lot of opportunities to global investors to come and invest in India.
But Santosh, what was heartening was to note that despite China's monetary stimulus, the FIIs are still looking at India. And that is a big thing.
Absolutely. You know, again, I would say, tell you that why we say China plus one strategy, or why the MNCs are looking at India as an alternative, why it is a fact that, you know, areas like mobile in other areas, you know, where MNCs are trying to looking at India as an alternative to China, is the very fact that, you know, in terms of growth prospects and in terms of environment to do business, as I said earlier, India is ready to bring in those changes which global investors are looking at. And India is a positively placed kind of economy where, whether it is a new age emerging technology handling, whether it is bringing in ease of doing business in terms of rules and regulations at the ground level, there is a lot of appetite in India today at the state level and at the central level also to bring in those changes to suit the needs of the global investors and global companies. And that is what is the major differentiator. Now, any company is looking at India in terms of business and can look at a longer perspective about their growth, apart from what India has in terms of a large consumer base, in terms of longer term perspective, to get an environment where the businesses could be done in a fair, transparent manner and in a manner where the profits would be at least being seen as moving in a direction where there would be less and less amount of hiccups, if at all. Then obviously that country would be preferred. And India has emerged in comparison to China in that regard in the last few years.
So Santosh, a very pertinent question that comes to one's mind is related to inflation and the currency volatility and the interest rate. What role does all this play in FII's mind while taking the decision to invest in India?
See, inflation, volatility, everything. FIIs, when they go to any country, they would look at their returns. If the prospect of returns are brighter in their domestic country, based on the inflation scenario, based on the interest rate scenario, based on the stability scenario, they would basically keep their money in their domestic country. But if they see that there is a better prospect in terms of inflation, in terms of interest rates, in terms of business environment, in some other country, then obviously they would be interested in going to that country and making better returns.
After all, they are also...
It's all a returns game. So if India is showing that FIIs could get better returns in this country rather than keeping their money in their domestic country, then obviously the government and the whole ecosystem has done something good, which is attracting them.
So if that be the fact, then how significant is the role of India's demographic advantage, you know, the young population, the rising middle class, etc., influencing FII investments?
So very good question, Rajesh. This is a challenge and an opportunity also. This is a huge challenge and a huge opportunity. Now, challenge is that how do you gain advantage of this demographic dividend and prepare your workforce to capitalize on the new and emerging opportunities which could come because of global investors investing in India, especially in new age technology. And that is why you will see a lot of stress from government side in developing AI skilled workforce and a lot of programs, bringing in programs where skilling could be done. Different states are doing lots of things, you know, to skill the workforce. So once your workforce is skilled to capitalize on the emerging opportunities which will come with the global investors, you become capable of giving a new stimulus to your growth prospects. That's one. And that's what the government is doing, at least trying to do. And the steps are in the positive direction. Other advantage of this demographic dividend is the young populace that India has today is capable of investing money. It has money in their hands. Then obviously they will invest, they will spend, and that will bring in a lot of attractive prospects for the companies or the global investors who would come to India. So this is something, this is the path which India is trying to take. It is trying to capitalize on the demographic dividend that it has by skilling the workforce or providing opportunities so that they have money in their hands. And the moment this middle class or this class, which is representing your demographic dividend, which is your workforce, if it has money in its hands, then it will spend. And if it spends, then obviously it will attract investors. And that's why I said that this is an opportunity and this is a challenge also. If you increase money in the hands of or enhance money in the hands of your people, your populace, which represents the demographic dividend, they become financially capable and they have your income rises, then obviously this will again push the growth to the next level because global investors will get attracted. And if you do not do that, you lose that opportunity. So that's where we stand. And the good part is that India is moving in the right direction and there are lots of opportunities which are being capitalized and there is no reason why the way India is moving, India doesn't become a developed economy by 2047.
Well said, Santosh. So what are the key macroeconomic indicators that FIIs closely monitor before making investment decisions in India? Are FIIs more attracted to the market now due to India's outperformance?
The overall GDP growth obviously is one factor, you know, which global investor would look at the growth prospect of that country. And second, you said the consumer base and the demographic dividend you talked about, you know, those are things which the global investors look at. But third thing, which is becoming very, very important recently in the global arena is how a particular country is making itself capable or its workforce capable of handling new age and emerging technology, whether it is AI, whether it is digitization, whether it is semiconductors, you know, how you are making your ecosystem capable of handling these new and emerging technologies. And this is the area where India is emerging very, very strong. And that is why you see a lot of interest from the technology companies, the MNCs, the global investors, you know, into India. So that's where India sits in. India is becoming a place where those who wants to invest in technology, those who wants to grow on the basis of what they are doing in the technology arena, India is becoming as a preferred choice. Okay. So these are factors, you know, which global investors look at. Okay. And these are factors which is making India attractive also.
Okay, on that positive note, Santosh, it was a pleasure to have you with Akashvani.
It was my pleasure also, Rajesh. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on foreign institutional investments in Indian markets. The participants were Santosh Tiwari, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.